And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste.
Welcome back,
like
and happy
crack.
New Year. It's the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM and all of our affiliate stations. We are kicking off the new year with the bar. Not one you're drinking at, but one you're eating at, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're pulling up.
Yeah.
Bellying up. So brisket is another good potential.
Right.
People love, I mean, I rarely run into anybody that says, yeah, I'm not a brisket fan.
Right. Well,
every now and then.
With all due respect, you know how to cook a brisket. I've eaten a lot of people's brisket, and
yours is very good as well.
Well, it isn't as good as yours, and we don't have to one-up each other on this, but my point is that you taught me how to do it, so I'm still learning. But at the end of the day,
dude,
this
I'm 66. I'm still learning.
Yeah. At the end of the day, this is the best piece of meat that comes off my smoker, bar none. And I got some good ones.
And it's exciting.
Right.
You know, I'm helping T-Gid with his new seasoning blend. It's called Cajun.
Okay. Imagine that.
It is fantastic. Matter of fact, I've got a jar in the truck for you. I got to give you some stuff.
Nice.
Make sure I get you one of those. But he has actually been doing that on brisket now. I've tried it on several things. I brought some to Brad over at Garrett's to try, and he did it on some mallards he pulled out of the freezer, and he went crazy. So Garrett's is going to be selling this. Sobey's going to be selling it. Old World doesn't know it, but they're going to be selling it.
Right.
It's just a beautiful blend. It's not what you would think, because everybody thinks of Cajun, and Keith talks about it all the time. It doesn't have to be that hot.
Right.
There is a little more heat.
Right. Well,
but I'll tell you what, his friend used it on a brisket, and he put it on his Facebook page. And I looked at that brisket, and he did it the same way I sometimes do, is I'll cut that brisket right down the middle and open it up.
Lengthways?
Yeah. And you look at it after when it's steaming and juicy, and it's just...
After it's done.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just so inviting.
Well, and the reason that the reason that you would do that is a full lateral slice is a big piece of meat, and it's tough to navigate to get it out of the pan onto your plate.
Or if you're doing a catering event like you and I do,
right,
it's hard to put it into something and make it look decent.
Right.
Most catering companies will have it in halves like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it's good, but... So let's talk a little bit about, because this is probably there's two things that make me afraid of this as a new griller, and this is I get this question a lot.
Everybody is,
because one, it's $5, $6, $7 a pound, depending.
$100.
Right, it's $100 piece of meat that you got laying on your grill, and you're like, oh man, I don't want to mess that up. You know, you get a pork butt, it's $8, $9, $10, whatever. You mess one of those up, get another one. But a $100 brisket sitting on your grill, you're like, whoa, what's going on? So give a couple tips.
Not totally unlike a prime beef loin.
Right.
That's a $200 piece.
Right, yep. I did one of those over Christmas for the family.
So did you do the English version?
I did. I did a beef Wellington.
How'd you like it?
It turned out amazing.
You liked it.
Yeah, but let's go with the brisket. I want you to give them the two or three tips on how to cook a brisket, because we get this question a lot.
Well, before we do that, I want to kind of finish off with the concept. No, because I can go down that rabbit hole for hours, and I don't want to.
And we don't have an hour.
I don't want to kill the sick. But to do a brisket bar, it's real simple. You're going to have, you know, depending on how you cook your briskets, you know that I've said a bunch of times that when I do them, I'll cut the bottom half of the flat part off.
Mm-hmm.
And smoke it separate, just because I don't like brisket to be overdone.
Right.
You kill it.
And what he's talking about is there's a thin end and a fat end.
Yeah.
In layman's terms.
I'll cut the thin end off. It looks like it might be kind of a whale. So you cut the tail off the whale.
Right.
All right. And I'll smoke them separately. And then when I wrap them, I'm going to wrap them separately because that tail's going to get done a lot faster.
Right.
And I want to bring that up to about a buck and a half and wrap it in butcher paper. And then I'll do the same thing with the point. I'll bring that up to about $1.50, $1.60, and wrap it and bring them up to 198.
Right.
Max.
Because when you pull it off, it's going to continue to cook 5 to 7 degrees, and you're about 205 with a done product. And what that's going to do is it's going to slice beautifully, but it's not going to fall apart.
Yep. And a lot of times I'll even bring them off at 195.
Right.
Because you start getting up into the 200s, and I see guys doing briskets online, barbecues and stuff, videos, and they'll be talking about into the 200s, and I'm like, man, I don't like that temperature. That's, you can end up trying to slice a brisket and it's falling apart.
Right. Yeah. Your knife, no matter how sharp it is, knocks it apart rather than cutting through it. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So and that's, it's all just presentation. Like ribs. Yeah. You don't want ribs falling apart on you. Right. You don't want your brisket falling apart either. So a brisket bar, here's where it gets really cool. And Jim Crank taught me something. I put on a brisket class for his chefs years ago. And what he came up with, Jim being an old catering foodie from Detroit, the Crank family is old food people. He actually made up a sour cream horseradish sauce, a horsey sauce, like you do for prime rib.
Yep.
And I was losing my mind. I'm like, oh, I didn't say anything, but I'm like, oh my God, Jim, you can't do that. And then I tried it. And holy cow, you get some of those beautiful little Viennas from the Schnitz Bakery. You slice them open, you put a piece of brisket on there, you put that cream horsey sauce on, and then you have some chopped green onion. I'm telling you, dude, so you can go in all sorts of directions, but that's one thing I'd put on a brisket bar.
Right.
And I'd also do the green onions. I would do, my daughter's taught me to do pickled onions.
The red onion.
Pickled red onions. I love those. God, it only takes a day.
Right.
And they are so good on so many things.
Yeah,
I think
mushrooms?
Conrad likes
them. Do you do mushrooms?
I love mushrooms, especially if they're fresh and you saute them slightly.
Yeah. Yep, a little garlic butter. Huh. Can't go wrong with that.
So then you do your barbecue sauces, so you can do your traditional, your smoky, your sweet, your South Carolina, your North Carolina, and maybe a white sauce, which I'm not thinking
I've
is
I've not
a great
found
idea.
A great place for white sauce other than chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
And people do it wrong.
Yeah.
So you can do all this stuff, but that sweet Thai chili, the closest thing that I found to this one would be like Frank's sweet pepper sauce.
Yeah.
Is another great way to, the women love that for some reason.
Right.
It's like gender friendly. It's a sexy thing.
Helps the griller in all of you
easy,
guys.
Easy.
Yeah. Get you some sauce.
So then you can also decide, on your bar, do you want to serve it with some Hawaiian rolls? Do you want to serve it with some of those Vienna rolls or just a hamburger bun?
Right.
If you have a big crowd, you know, you're going to get the big clown buns. And then you can also, you can take a lot of your trimmings and the flat, especially if you screwed it up and you don't like it, it's too dry, you can chop that, get your big cleaver out, chop all that up like they do with a Texas brisket and put that in a vat with some whatever concoction you like to make to hydrate.
Right.
I have my own secret sauce.
Starts with a beef broth usually, maybe a little Worcestershire and a couple other things and whatever it is. Because if you keep it hydrated, it's fantastic. If it dries out, it's chewy.
And when it's chopped like that, if you're putting it on a big bun, it's a great thing to put
on. It's a lot easier to eat too.
Well, it doesn't pull off the bun.
Right.
And then you can put your sauce on it if you want to throw a little shredded cheese on it or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Swiss. Mozzarella cheese is remarkably good on, like, everything, as you know.
Right. Yeah. One of the big ingredients in my pizza bar, right? I mean, you have a ton of mozzarella cheese.
So you can do a brisket bar. And, I mean, if you want to get, I can see Conrad's already excited. I mean, he's like rubbing his lips over there like he doesn't know if he can make it through the morning without a bite.
Bob.
Well, I'm glad he's excited about the brisket bar and not the butt bar. But it's all good. So, but hey, you've been listening.
I don't know.
Well, the brisket's better than the pork butts, right? So he's learning. That's where
there
we're going.
There you go.
Right.
We all are.
Right. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy new year to you and yours. Get out there and fire up a grill in your neighborhood and create some grill envy, man.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you use Fakebook, check us out on Fakebook. It's Grilling Guys. We also have a page called Grilling Guy, which is for catering. We have I'm on X, and it's Grillin' Guy. Seeing a theme here?
Yeah.
It's all about grilling, baby.
Well, we, you know, everybody needs to know how to find us, right?
That's right.
So that's just it, yes. Right there.
Also on Getter.
Yeah.
But so anyway, Conrad's waving goodbye. I guess yeah. We got to say goodbye.
Yeah, we
Let's
will.
Let's head into the bunker.
Goodbye. All right. Hey, take care. Fire up a grill, create some smoke, and have a good day. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
Bad boys.